I was absolutely astounded. It was Charles Curran, who was had been named as Director General but hadn't actually taken over. Charles rang me up and he said, well, are you interested? So I said, yes, I'll have a go. I then had three meetings with ever larger groups of BBC governors, and finally I was the third session was in front of the whole board. And there was a very nice governor, Dame Mary Green, who in the middle of this said, how many people have you ever managed? And I said, well, when I was deputy editor of ITN, I think I had under my command 23 or something like that. And she turned to Hugh Green, who was then, was a governor, had been director general, and said, how many would he have under him if he were managing director of BBC Radio? And Hugh, with some relish, because I don't think he wanted me to have the job, said 4,000. And so she turned to me, sort of lifted her eyebrow. And I said, you made your point. I don't have any experience for this job. I believe I can do it. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here. But you've got to decide. Radio was in a difficult position at that time. It felt that it was being very much pushed to the side by television. And when a television presenter was suddenly given to them as their managing director of radio, they didn't like that at all to start with. But we eventually got on, well, quite quickly, we got on very well as I went around talking to everybody. And I think we had a good and successful relationship.